met a farmer once. He was the father of my sister Diane's classmate from high school. I knew the family. And this farmer was telling me that he had done business recently with my brother. It was a number of years ago when there was a shortage of hay, and the price of hay was getting ridiculous in order to feed the cattle. And so my brother had gone in order to buy some hay from this farmer. And the farmer was saying to me, it was the strangest negotiations I've ever had in my life. I said, how so? He said, well, he asked me the price for the hay. And so I said to him, I'm going to throw numbers out there. I don't know if these were the numbers. I don't remember exact numbers. You know, he said $40. $40 for a round bale of hay. And we'll deliver it to your place. And so my brother said to him, all right, agreed, but I will pay you $50 per round bale, and we'll come and we'll pick them up. When Jesus says to us in the gospel today, settle with your opponent on the way to court, he is saying to us that our love for the truth and our desire to be in an honest relationship with everyone that we meet should be sufficient for us to reconcile with that person on the way to court before we make a judge force us to do what we should have done in the beginning. The farmer, because he knew my family, he knew that my brother was the brother of my sister, who was good friends with his daughter. He was trying to cut my brother a deal, and my brother said, that's wonderful, but I'm gonna pay you this much more for each of those bales, because that's what's just. And we will come and we will pick them up and we'll bring them to our place. When it comes to reconciling with people, my brothers and sisters, if we know the truth, if we know the injustice that has been done, resolve it. Resolve it now. Resolve it now. Do not wait until someone forces you to resolve it. If you owe a debt, pay it now. Because if you don't, you will pay it back. But it won't be on your terms, and it won't be on your timing, and you won't be doing it free-willed. You will be forced to do it, but you will pay them back. Jesus says, do it now. St. Paul, I don't know in all of the letters that he wrote which letter it is, but he is challenging the church because they have two people who are going to court with each other. Brother is suing brother in the church, and he says, you're going to have a pagan, a non-believer who has not experienced the love and redemption of Jesus Christ judging your case. Paul's like, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. The two of you should be able to come to some agreement about truth. You are brothers in Jesus Christ who have been redeemed by his blood. What is keeping you from coming to a just settlement with each other? Why would you submit yourself to the critique and the judgment of someone who does not know Jesus? During this season of Lent, we are invited to look at our life, to take an assessment of it. And I think the invitation of the gospel text is very clear today. If you owe anyone anything because of what you have done or not done in their life, then pay it to them. Now is the time, my brothers and sisters. Now is the time. Amen.